welcome everybody once again to another edition of OC Spotlight, the only show that takes a look at the most amazing people doing the most incredible things right here in our own backyard. And today's no different. We certainly have something interesting that that rubs a warm, special place in my life here, pets. I just love pets. My mother was a big animal advocate, ran an animal shelter back when I was a kid back in suburban Detroit. My father was horrified. He was an executive of the Chrysler. Here's my mother out there cleaning pens and stuff and trying to adopt pets. So this is for you, Mom. There is an event coming up here, America's Family Pet Expo. It's going to be at the OC Fair and Event Center. And it's going to be coming up right around the corner here, April 22nd through the 24th. And today we're privileged to have with us somebody representing that special event, Doug Poindexter. Welcome, Doug.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
What title do we give you here? Are you the show producer, promoter? What do we call you here?
Well, they call me president, but it doesn't last very long.
So tell us about the event coming up, America's Family Pet Expo. Why all of those words in there? Why not just Pet Expo?
Well, because families are such an important part of this event. We try to do something that is just really fun for the family to come to. We've got entertainment activities. We've got your agility dog shows. We've got
agility dog shows. All right, you caught me right there. You had me at hello here. What's an agility dog show?
Well, they'll throw frisbees. They'll run through obstacle courses, up and over, and you know, down and over barrels.
Oh, wow! Yeah,
and do them on in a time trial type thing. It's just fun to watch them. They are really hyperactive dogs, and they just have a great time showing off their skills. It's one of the more popular events we have every year, and then we also do a police dog demonstration.
Oh, wow. Now you got another one. Okay, yeah.
And actually show you how they train the dogs and how they are trained to attack, and actually have guys in big padded suits so a dog can actually attack
them. Yeah, how they subdue them, how they bring them down, all that stuff here. Yeah,
right. That's always a real crowd pleaser as well. And we've got a free flight bird show where you'll have these big birds flying overhead and doing all kinds of tricks and stuff for you. And
so this is more than just rows of vendors showing off their wares for pet owners.
Well, we've got lots of those. This also, unlike any of the other pet expos that are out there, because we're a nonprofit, we actually donate probably 70% of the space at this event to 80 to 90 dog breed clubs that come in and represent their breeds.
Oh, fantastic, yeah.
Public on that little cute furry brown and white thing you think you should take home is actually going to grow into a St. Bernard.
Yeah, right.
You know, you're going to need this much space and this much food and all those kinds of things to the 60 agencies that will be there. In your mom's heart, adopting out animals.
That was her passion, and you know, she started off as a do-gooder and then ended up getting our suburban city to build its own animal shelter, and they said, of course, you're going to run this, and my dad was horrified, you know, she's down there in the pens and trying to adopt pets, but she spent many years doing that, was just her joy. So.
Well, we have about 60 agencies. We normally adopt somewhere between 600 and 700 animals over the 3 days and
fantastic
forever homes. So
things like, do you have people from the, I'm assuming, the Orange County Animal Agency? See animal shelter.
All over Southern California that actually come in and utilize this event.
Mission Viejo has a big shelter. We just had somebody on this morning talking about the mission. The mayor pro tem of Mission Viejo talking about their shelter and how many animals. It's a really, really powerful cause, and so many people are so passionate about pets. Why are we so passionate about our pets here?
Because they're part of the family. I mean,
they really are, aren't they? Yeah.
That dog out in the barn, they are now sleeping in bed with you, and they are, you know, people have humanized pets, which makes life oh so much better for the pet. And you know, and God bless them, because it keeps the pet industry in business.
How much money do we spend? I've read some startling statistics. Maybe you don't know, but I mean, on what we spend to feed and take care of our animals and all the other silly things we do with them, dress them up and groom them and whatnot. It's a multi-billion-dollar business.
Billion with a B. $60 billion industry.
Wow. $60 billion business.
That includes veterinary care and all of those things. But
sure.
You know, it's... But yeah, no, it's... You know, you know, when you see what joy animals can bring to people, I've told this story before, and if I've told it to you, I'm sorry if I'm repeating it, but we work really hard every year working on this show and other events that we do, but and you can sometimes wonder, what are we doing? You know, you get to the end of a long day, and you go,
Yeah, right.
What are we doing this for? Then I had this elderly gentleman with his wife in a wheelchair wheel him up to one of the bird displays we had there, and they asked the bird, the volunteer in the display, can my wife hold one of the gentlemen said, can my wife hold one of the parrots or one of the birds? And they said, sure, and they put it on her hand, and I don't remember what she said to him, but she started talking to the bird, probably want a cracker or whatever it was, and volunteer looked up, and there were tears streaming down the husband's face, and she said, I'm sorry, are we doing something that is, are we hurting her? Is there something? He says, no, she just hasn't spoken for 5 years.
Oh, jeez. You know, my mother saw that, too. She did work with, not to focus on my mother here, but, you know, she used to bring animals out to old folks' homes. That's what they called them then. And people who hadn't reacted in years would come alive when you put a pet on their lap here.
And you see these kids that come in that have never seen a goat or, you know,
A farm animal.
Or a horse or any of those kinds of things. And they just light up. And you go, that's why we do this. I mean, animals can bring such joy to people's lives that it's just so important to me that people have animals in their lives, because it teaches them empathy and responsibility, and it just makes them better people.
I think so. And I think you can judge a lot by somebody, how they treat their pets. You know, if they're mean to their pets, how are they going to act to everybody else here?
Yeah.
Mini farm animals. What the heck is this? I'm looking at the press release. It says includes mini donkeys, mini cattle. I didn't know there were such things. What's that all about?
It's kind of a new thing. I mean, there used to be some of the miniature goats, have been around for
right.
a number of years.
Horses. I've seen little miniature horses.
But we're bringing these folks in because it's also important to understand what's required to take care of that kind of an animal if you so choose to have a mini cattle in your backyard or chickens or, you know, whatever the case might be. We want to have people there that can explain to you just what it takes for you to take care of that animal for the life of that animal so they don't end up someplace else.
America's Family Pet Expo. How many years you've been doing this?
This will be our 27th year.
Oh, wow. All in Orange County here?
Orange County, we started in about 2002. We were actually at the L.A. County Fairgrounds starting from 1990 through, I think our last one there was in 2001 or 2.
Well, we're glad you came down here and gave us a chance to share in all this. How many vendors do you expect to have there? It's a big facility.
If you include all the breed clubs and all the others, we probably have 500 or 600 vendors that'll be in the show overall.
Incredible. And when you say family pets, I think dogs and cats, and maybe birds, but it's gotten bigger than that, hasn't it? The category's grown. You're going to have iguanas and other crazy things, or what else am I going to see there?
One building that's all reptile, and one building at the fairgrounds that's all aquatic, fish, both fresh and salt water.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, right?
And then, like I said, about the 80 or 90 breeds of dogs, the 60 agencies that are adopting dogs and cats and other animals as well. But the llama club's there, the rat and mouse club's are there.
The rat and mouse club? There's a rat and mouse club, okay.
Absolutely. There's a couple of rat and mouse clubs that'll actually be there. And even though ferrets are illegal in California, there's a ferret club that's there and talks about ferrets.
Some people are fascinated. I don't get things like that, ferrets and stuff, but I've met people that own ferrets in other parts of the country and other exotic animals like that. That really takes some knowledge and dedication to do that, because what you think is cute is maybe not going to be so cute when it grows up here, monkeys or whatever here, you know.
And that's exactly right. We want to make sure that, and that's the whole purpose of that's the kind of the backstory of the whole show. While we want to let everybody have a great time and enjoy all the fun things we've got for them to do and to see, is we also want them, if they're interested in knowing more about a specific animal, they probably can find out what they need to know.
Yeah, right. Because their kids have said, gee, I want a snake, and mom said, over my dead body, and now you can go check it out and see if that's something you really feel comfortable doing. Because you can't just take this on and then abandon it. I mean, they're reliant upon you. Yeah.
No, we just don't want to see any of that happen. We want to make sure that they make an informed decision and they know what they got to do to take care of it for life. So.
What about pet products, pet education and stuff? It seems like they're always trying to update. It used to be just food scraps when I was a kid, but now, and I know my wife's very particular about pet diets, particularly as our pets get older and whatnot, and making sure that there's different levels depending on how much you want to spend of purity of pet products. Talk about that. That's
well,
become a whole burgeoning business. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as we've humanized pets, we start treating them like our children, and so you see more of, you know, if you're worried about your diet and your health and your children's health,
exactly,
that through onto your dog or your cat or whatever the case might be. So that, you know, the premium foods, which have been around for years now. I mean, I started in the industry back in '69. That's how old I am. You know, premium foods were just starting to make their introduction at that time. And
who would have ever thought premium foods would take up? I'm assuming that's a pretty big category now, because I know we spend premium dollars on our cats at home. We want to make sure they have the best life possible for as long as possible, and part of that's what you feed them.
That's exactly right. And then the treats, the same thing. You know, it used to be just you throw them a bone or whatever the case might be, and now it's... they've got them that are nutrient based.
Chew toys, or that clean their teeth, and other sorts of things, right?
All kinds of things.
Yeah, exactly.
All those kinds of vendors will be there as well, and also people that not only can you get a lot of things for your pet, but if you love pets, you can get a lot of things for yourself that reflect that love of your pet.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You know, in shirts and jewelry and all kinds of stuff. There's all of that there as well. So.
All right. Well, and some other silly stuff. I'm looking at the press list. You got one that's near and dear to my heart here. You've got the wiener dog races. I love wiener dogs. I grew up with hot dogs with little dachshunds, so I'm just...
They are so fun to watch.
They are.
Race down the track and... so you can get to the end of the runway first. And
I don't know why it's hilarious to watch them run.
But last year, but they're back again this year, so we're excited to have them back. And
love that. Who's the bird man of Las Vegas? You have him on here.
He's at the Flea Fly Bird Show, so he'll have birds that I don't know what all he'll bring, but in the past he's brought huge condors.
Oh, really?
And,
oh, wow.
All different kinds of parrots and macaws and that kind of stuff that are there. And he talks about them, and he also does some work with condor rescue and preservation.
That's amazing how they've built that up, really. I went to the Los Angeles Zoo years ago and watched them talk about that, and how that's really been a success program, how they've reintroduced condors into California here, and it's been growing. Yeah. All right, and I also see Camp Rusk Foundation for Retired Horses. What is that?
Well, it's a group that have working horses that have been retired and needed to find some place to go, and so they've got a foundation that takes care of these horses in their older lives. We got a little more of an equine flavor this year with both them coming in, and then we also have, I don't know if you're familiar with the Frisian horses, but they're a huge horse breed like a Clydesdale and
I was going to say, aren't they like big, heavy working Frisian, being like from Belgium or somewhere in that area?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where, but yes. And they're big, black, just elegant horses. And we'll have them there, and they'll have riders in full costume, and they'll be out greeting the people as they come in.
So are there stages?
That flavor this year than we've had some years.
Are they in different buildings? I've been to the county fair numerous times, although it's been a while, and obviously they're built different buildings out at the fairgrounds there. So, like you said, there'll be a reptile building, and then there'll be something over here for cats and dogs and other sorts of things. And in between, then there's stages and demonstrations and whatnot.
Yep, we use about every square inch of the fairgrounds we can use. So every building is full with something. And then most of the open space around the buildings are taken up with either demonstrations or exhibits. You know, the splash dogs are back again this year. That's always a fun one.
I love that. I love seeing all the working dogs. I'm a big Irish. I'm an Irishman, so I love going to the Irish fairs, and they often have the working dogs there, the sheep herders and whatnot. And as one guy said, you know, at first you think, gee, you know, this is really putting these dogs to a lot of work. Maybe this is bad, or we shouldn't do this. And he said, you can't stop these dogs from doing that. They love to do this stuff.
They love it.
Yeah.
They'd rather be working than anything else.
Yeah, exactly. It's what they're bred to do, and they just enjoy doing it and all that stuff.
I have a French, what they call a French sheepdog, a Briard, and I'd get out in the backyard, and he'd start herding me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all right.
You need to be going over here.
Exactly. Well, we're going to go take a quick break, and we'll come back and wrap this up here. So stick around as we talk about America's Family Pet Expo coming up at the Orange County Fairgrounds, 22nd through the 24th. Is that correct? Here.
That's correct.
All right. So stick around. We'll be right back with more as we talk about this episode of the OC Spotlight.
America's Family Pet Expo is back with over 1,000 animals and acres of discounted pet products. It's the largest pet and pet product expo in the world. OC Fair and Events Center, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 22nd through 24th. PetExpoOC.org.
All right, we're back with Doug Poindexter. How did you start this thing? What made you get into this?
Well, I actually started in a retail, having a retail store, and this nonprofit organization asked if I'd come help them put on something for the consumer, seeing that I dealt with consumers. So, it was actually a brainchild of one of our board members that just thought we needed to educate and teach the public the joys and responsibilities of pet ownership.
Right. And it's both that. It really is. It can provide a lot of joy, but it is a responsibility. You can't just take it. I always say it when people buy Easter bunnies at Easter, and then all of a sudden the shelters would fill up with them afterwards, or turtles, and then they're not cute anymore or something.
Right. And a good point. Easter is one thing, Christmas another, but it's really best if you're going to get an animal for somebody, don't give it to them on those special days. There's enough, especially Christmas, there's so much hyperactivity already that it's not fair to the animal to introduce that animal at that point in time. If, you know, give them a stuffed doggy that looks like it and say,
got
your doggy next week and bring it home when there's a little quieter time and, you know, all of those kinds of things that you want to, you know, just think about what you're putting, the stress you're putting on an animal when you're bringing it home. It's enough of a change just bringing them home.
Exactly.
To a new environment and new ownership and that kind of thing, that you want to minimize that as much as you can.
And don't be afraid to go to the shelters. I mean, I can't tell you how, I think in my mother's era, this is 30, 40 years ago, they used to literally have to put 70% of the animals to sleep that came in. There was just such an overflow of, now in her shelter, she worked hard to.
Now with spay neuter and all the programs that they've done, there's not nearly the amount of euthanasia as there used to be. Doesn't mean that there aren't some that still get euthanized, but it's drastically less. And in fact, they're now moving animals from one part of the country to another because agencies really don't have animals to adopt, but others are overflowing. So they're moving them from one part of the country to another.
Well, I've been to the shelter in County of Orange, and it's horrible to see when they go in and have to clean out the cages and say, the time's up, you know, it's like execution row here. I don't think people realize how many animals go unwanted, unloved, and have to ultimately put down simply because there's just no place to do it. And please, please, get your animals spayed and neutered. There's no sense to. If you're a breeder, that's one thing. But if you're just sitting at home, there's no reason to go through this and bring more animals in the world. Way too many is there.
One of the things that we feel really strongly about is that the consumer should have the right of choice. Adopt is a great opportunity, but if you're looking for specific characteristics and specialty of some dog or another, adopt may not be right for you, and so getting a purebred dog might be the right thing, but still be responsible with what you're doing there. And
yes,
and you know, if you're not in the show, you know, in showing dogs and breeding dogs, get that dog spayed and neutered. You know, I have a purebred English setter. It was neutered immediately upon the age that it was appropriate.
Yeah, right. And I think it actually calms the animals down to a certain degree, too. They're not going in and out of heat and everything all the time.
Yeah, well, I was wondering when he was young, whether he was going to last long enough to be an adult dog. He was a little crazy.
But, well, yeah, English setters, they can be wild.
Turned into quite a nice adult dog now. So
I'm fascinated, as many people are, watching the Westminster Kennel Club, and you watch the, how many breeds are there? It seems like there's hundreds of them now or something.
Yeah, there's, AKC recognizes 100 or 120 or 50 maybe, I'm not sure exact numbers.
Something like that.
Other rare breeds that are not recognized yet by AKC that are also out there, and some of those will be at the show. So it's, you know, there's quite a...
Like Irish Wolfhounds. I always loved Irish. I've never owned one, but I've seen them at the show. They're the largest dog in the world. They can stand up like 7 feet tall. And you just rarely see them anymore. Obviously, they are large and hard to take care of, but there are people that keep that breed alive and show them and whatnot. So I think it's fun to go see these exotic breeds that you wouldn't otherwise come in contact with.
Yep. You got a chance to see 80 or 90 different kinds at the show this year.
All right. Well, give us again, this is the Orange County Fairgrounds, which for those who don't know is right on the other side of the freeway from South Coast Plaza, kind of roughly off of Fairview, I guess, and
Fairview and Fair Drive, right off the 55 or the 405.
And dare we say how much I fear the tickets are expensive. Are they reasonably priced, or are there different levels?
I think it's a pretty reasonable expense. General admission is $13.
Oh, that's nothing. Yeah,
seniors 60 and over are $11. Children 6 to 12 are $8, and 5 and under are free.
Wow. In a world where you can't seem to go anywhere for under $50, that seems like a deal here.
We think it's a pretty reasonably priced day. You can spend the whole day there and have a whole family fun day for family of four for certainly under $50.
Yeah, where do they get the tickets? Just at the gate, or they get them at Ticketmaster, other places?
In advance at PetExpoOC.org.
Okay.
Pricing is the same, but it's safe. You stand in line at the box office, and you can also get them day of the event at the box office.
And online, can they see a list of exhibitors and breeds and all that kind of stuff? If you want to plan
a floor plan where everybody is and what booths they're in. You also see the layout of the fairgrounds itself and all the activities that are going on. And
I'll bet there are people come back more than once, because it seems like something would be hard to take in all at once here.
There are a number of people that come more than one day.
Yeah, all right. Well, we hope that our listeners will be amongst those. It's certainly something to support. And you do support a lot of charities from this as well, so this isn't
like I said, we donate probably 70% of the space there, so it's certainly not an event that our organization makes money on. It's our kind of way of giving back and educating the consumer about pets. And
how many people do you think are going to go? I saw some startling statistic that 45,000 attended last year's, which was an increase from the year before.
Yep, that's correct. We had about just over 45,000 last year over the 3 days.
Wow. Well, let's see if we can break that and make 50 here.
I'm up for that.
Okay. All right. Give us the website one more time.
It's petexpooc.org.
And it's coming up at the fairgrounds, April 22nd through the 24th. You don't want to miss it. This has got to be one of the largest. Is it the largest, or certainly one of the largest on the West Coast here?
It's the largest, as far as I know, the largest in the country.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
So there it is. There's a rare opportunity to indulge yourself, maybe find a friend, find a companion, learn more about how to take care of your own pets in a better manner, and just have a world of fun watching all these different dogs and cats and birds and whatnot, enjoying it and immerse yourself in the worlds of pets. Thank you so much for sharing this with us today here.
Thanks for having us on, Paul.
Okay. All right, that's going to wrap things up today for our episode of OC Spotlight, where we take a look at the most interesting people doing the most amazing things right here in your own backyard, including the upcoming America's Family Pet Expo at the Orange County Fairgrounds. Check it out, April 22nd through the 24th.